Hello, I'm Nikki Daniels, Head of Innovation at Martlesham, and today I'm very pleased to be joined by Rob Kennedy, who's Vice President of Sales for Innovation Martlesham company, Advar. Thanks, Rob, for joining me today by phone. When I think about Advar as a company, I think of optical communications, but I know there's so much more to you than that. Could I ask you, therefore, to start giving me a bit of background about Advar and about the kind of markets and customers that you provide solutions to, please?
Good morning, Nikki. Good to talk to you. Yeah, Advar, huh? We've been around for a very long time. The company was founded in 1994, and in actual fact, our first CEO, Brian Prateva, is still the CEO today, which makes him one of the longest serving chief executives in the telecommunications industry. So we've got a lot of history. And as you mentioned, we're first and foremost known for our optical communications pedigree, but we're actually an awful lot more than that. Advar has diversified over the years and has moved from just optical communications and traditional dense wavelength division multiplexing technologies into Ethernet access, backhaul for mobile networks, and most recently into timing and synchronization. So we're providing a lot of different technologies that underpin many of the new paradigms of communications today. And actually, just recently, you may be aware that we rebranded from Advar Optical Communications to just Advar. And the idea behind that was to reflect the diversification of the technology areas that we address. So we build our company around three technology pillars. We call it cloud interconnect, cloud access, and network synchronization. And they underpin lots and lots of different markets and lots of different customers, from hyperscale data centers through 5G mobility all the way to the packet edge. But what we try to do is we try to actually bring our core mission to all of those different areas, namely to be the trusted partner for connecting, extending, and assuring the cloud. And that mission statement has evolved over the years as well. So we've gone through many iterations, but we feel that that best reflects the world today and the cloud-based communications technology that most enterprise and communications provider customers utilize.
It was really nice to hear the Advar mission, and I'll just repeat that. Being the trusted partner for connecting, extending, and assuring the cloud. Could you explain a little bit more about what that really means and how does Advar build that trust?
Sure. So being the trusted partner clearly could cover many, many different aspects. But what we try to do is to actually bring our core values to all of our engagements with our customers. Those core values are teamwork, excellence, accountability, and motivation. So all of our employees are actually motivated to provide support and to provide service to that customer base, and are accountable to make decisions. And there is a great culture and willingness within the company to make decisions and act in a very agile and flexible way. And that's really important because what we're doing is we're often addressing new market directions and we're often addressing new market paradigms. So increasingly, as an example, we've been looking at sustainability. So sustainability and corporate social responsibility are clearly very important subjects for the corporate world today. And Advar has taken a very serious attitude towards that corporate social responsibility and has tried to become a leader in that area. And in fact, a lot of that was led by activities within BT Group. So BT have long been proponents of sustainable working and have operated something called the Better Future Supplier Forum. And Advar embraced this some years ago and has worked within that BT framework to actually deliver lots of different sustainability activities. And those have grown over the years. In fact, that initial work that was led by BT was subsequently adopted by the Quest Forum and later the Telecoms Industry Association. And that's led to some fairly robust sustainability measures, supply chain measures, corporate social responsibility measures, and generally a real focus on the planet and the sustainable world that we live in.
So just staying on the topic of sustainability for a moment, clearly this is something that ADVAR takes particularly seriously. How do you see environmental considerations having an effect on the way that ADVAR might develop solutions going forward?
There's a multitude of different areas that you could look at there. Everything from product conception through supply chain, but the vast majority of the sustainability impact, and certainly the CO2 emissions, are around the use phase of the product. So when it actually gets deployed into a customer's network and operates typically over a number of years. In some instances, we could have products operating in a customer network in excess of 10 years. Now, clearly that requires a lot of power. It requires a lot of care and maintenance to operate. And actually, the way that we develop, design, and deliver those products is key to minimizing the CO2 footprint and to maximizing the ability to make sustainability gains in the network infrastructure. Now, we've actually been following the Telecoms Industry Association sustainability model for a number of years. And over recent years, we've been achieving a gold rating in that sustainability model, which is clearly a very good thing to have achieved and does reflect the excellent work that our supply chain and research and development organizations have done in developing robust products that can be operated in a sustainable way. And in fact, we're particularly proud that last year we were able to have our science-based targets accepted by the Science-Based Targets Initiative. So we are actually being measured against a quantifiable return on our CO2 reductions. And we're amongst the first ICT vendors to actually have those kind of science-based targets accepted. So we're very proud of that, and it really does fit in very well with our corporate culture of trying to be that trusted partner and trying to actually adapt to the very high capacity cloud-based world that we live in today.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for sharing what's clearly very important to ADVAR. It's been really interesting and a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki, and goodbye to you.